This is Ethan Kruger for Effingham Radio News. Today I'm speaking to Kim Tegler from the city of Effingham, EMA. How's it going today, Kim?
It's going great. Thank you.
Now, we are under a winter storm watch starting today. Kim, what are some things that folks in Effingham and surrounding areas can do to prepare?
They can be prepared for possible power outages that if they could prepare for 72 hours to be self-sufficient with food, water supply, have flashlights, battery backups, radios, because our local media would be the source of information, and maybe a alternative source of heat. If they're going to use a generator, they're encouraged to place the generator outside or in a well-ventilated space.
Now, if someone needs to get out to a store or needs to get somewhere, what are some things that they can do to prepare for travel?
First of all, before you head out, if you don't have to, we encourage you not to. But like you said, sometimes it's preventable. Maybe check the road status, road conditions, Illinois. And then make sure you have a flashlight, ice scraper, blankets, extra water, some jumper cables in your vehicle, just in case you would get stranded or your car didn't want to start when you left the grocery store.
Now, it's probably important to dress warm as well, because you can never just assume that you're going to make it. You should always be ready just in case your car breaks down on route.
It's probably better to dress appropriately for the weather outside instead of for your warm car.
That's good advice. Now, as far as supplies for the home, what are some things that you guys recommend? Of course, we know batteries, flashlights. What types of food should people get?
Non-perishable food items. That way, you know, if you are without power, you can still, you know, peanut butter, bread, jelly, easy things that are easy to still provide nourishment that you don't have to cook.
So you want to stick to more things like, you know, canned goods, stuff that you can eat, maybe even cold, too.
Eat cold, yes. You know, your Snap Pops, you can even eat SpaghettiOs cold. So, not very good, but you can eat them.
Absolutely. Now, where are some locations in Effingham that could possibly act as shelters just in case?
If we activate our shelters, if we see the need, we have two prime shelters in Effingham. One is the EPC, and we use that a lot for our motorists. And then we also use the Hindlemeyer Park District building. I think it's the Ron Beal Center now. In case there's power outages, we would utilize both of them. But you would listen to your local radio and check our social media sites for if the shelters are open.
Now, Kim, if folks want more information, they can find it on your social media sites. Where are those things located?
We have a Facebook page, City of Effingham Emergency Management Agency. And we try to do the Twitter account, City EMA.
Sounds great. And, of course, we'll keep you updated on effinghamradio.com as well as on the air. Kim, anything else to add?
Thank you very much for having me.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Stay safe out there. This has been Ethan Kruger for Effingham Radio News.